Praise the Lord. For all of you that I didn't get a chance to call your name, I didn't see you on there, but more have joined and are still joining. So again, praise God for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing. I'm certainly thanking God for his goodness and his many, many mercies. Tonight we're talking about, the subject is, our victory is in Jesus. Our victory is in Jesus. It's not in us, it's not in what your title is, not in what you know or whatever, not in what you accumulated, not how much money you have in the bank, my God, not in your prestige, none of that. But our victory is in Jesus, because we can depend on him. No matter what it is that we need, we can depend on Jesus. The scripture tonight is 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 4 through 5. Praise God. And that reads, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Praise God. For whatsoever is born of God, when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, when we make him Lord and Master of our lives, we are born of God. We are born again. Amen. We are born into his goodness. We are born into the family of God. We are born into the inheritance of God. Oh, yes. We have an inheritance. Hallelujah. And you listen, when you're an heir and then you are joint heir, guess what? We have something. We have something to claim. Hallelujah. And not only that, we don't have to wait until we make it into heaven, but we can be victorious right now in this present world. Amen, somebody. So it's saying, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Praise God. Listen, because God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, they live in us. He says, we will come and we will make our abode in your heart. In other words, the Trinity comes in and lives within us, within our hearts. That is power. A lot of times we're defeated because we don't even realize to whom we belong and the power we possess. Amen, somebody. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they live on the inside of us by faith, and they have taken up residence. Hallelujah. As believers, we have power. The victory, our victory, is always in Jesus. Hallelujah. And that means what we possess, all the power, whatever it takes to make it through this world, whatever the situation is, we will come out victorious. Say amen, somebody. Listen, it doesn't make any difference how we started, how we, you know, what we used to be, and but the thing is, look what we are becoming. Amen. We are becoming victorious, victorious in Jesus Christ, because he has already won the victory. Glory to God. And listen, since our victory is in Jesus, we're a winner. You say that. Say, I'm a winner. Oh, yeah, I am a winner. You have to know what you have. Hallelujah. Use what you have. Glory to God. Amen. Realize that when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, hallelujah, all the provision he has made ready for us to partake of, we cannot be defeated. We are winners. We win all the time. We win if, oh yeah, I have to throw this in, if we allow God's word to abide in us. And he said, because he said, if my word abides, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. And see, if you abide in his, if you be obedient and walk upright before him, glory to God, we have the victory. We can be victorious all the time. No matter what the circumstances are, we still win. We are the winners. Hallelujah. Even no matter what the news says, no matter what our current newspaper says, no matter the problems that are going on in the world all around us, want you to know that we are victorious in Jesus, not in ourselves, in Jesus, not in prestige or popularity, but in Jesus. Why? Because Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. He already had won the victory. Glory to God for you and I. Listen, John 14 and 27. This is what he said. He said this to the disciples. You know, when he was getting ready to leave, he knew what he would be confronted with. He was preparing the hearts of the believers, preparing the hearts of his disciples to the followers. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you." He says, don't let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We don't have to be afraid, because when you know to whom you belong, when you know that who abides on the inside, when you know that you can acknowledge him in all your ways and he promised to direct your path, we can stay victorious. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, he's preparing them. He says, I'm giving you my peace, and I'm going to leave my peace with you. Don't worry about like the world gives, because the world will give and take it away. The world will give and say, okay, well, this is what you got to do for this, or maybe you need to meet this status. Listen, when you know Jesus and he is in your life and you are walking in sync with his word, hallelujah, Father, it is finished. That's what Jesus said. It is finished. He has the victory. He's won the victory. And then Paul picked it up in Philippians 4 and 7. He says, and the peace of God, and the peace of God. Just think about it. The peace. You know, you could go through so much until you have to regroup, refocus. Wait a minute. The God doesn't want me in a turmoil. He doesn't want me, don't know which end is up or down. Listen, he said, and the peace of God, not like the world, the peace that he left for us, the peace that he's given to you and I. He said, it passes all understanding. It shall keep your hearts, and then it will keep your mind. Through whom? Through Christ Jesus. Praise God, our victory is in Jesus. See, the NIV says it like this: the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and protect and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Victory is in Jesus. Praise God. Then John 16 and 33, Jesus is still comforting the people. He's still telling them. Hallelujah. Jesus said it. He said, these things I have spoken unto you. I'm letting you know what's coming to pass. I'm letting you know what you're going to have to endure. But he already said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. He says, listen, tribulation and all this is coming. He said, but make sure you're going to have peace. I'm letting you know it right now. And the same goes for us, as his word says, that he says, I'm telling you, I have spoken unto you that you might have peace, that you might maintain and retain my peace that I'm giving unto you. In this world, you shall have tribulation. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that things are just going to be like ice cream and cake, or just we get to heaven on a flowery bed of ease. Not so. He's letting us know. He says, I am telling you. I'm speaking this truth to you and I. I am speaking this peace to you, my peace. He says that your peace, that you'll have peace. It's telling that your peace will remain, that your joy will remain. When you got peace, you got the joy of God. Hallelujah. When you have peace, you have the comfort of God. When you have the peace of God, you have the confidence. You have the assurance. Hallelujah. No wonder he can say that we are more than conquerors. Through who? Through Jesus. Through Jesus. So he's saying, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but I don't want you to be downhearted. He says, but be of good cheer. Good cheer. And he says, why? Because I have overcome the world. He's already done that. Hallelujah. Our victory is in Jesus. Understand this. The battle is not yours to fight. It's not, it doesn't belong to you and I, but the battle is the Lord's. And guess what belongs to us? The victory is ours. Let me say that again. The battle is not yours to fight, but it's because God, He already knows. He already knows what it takes. We can't do it, but God does it. Hallelujah. Through us, through us. Remember I told you about the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's already worked out. We're already a winner. Hallelujah. But the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He comes to try to deceive you, make you think that look what you're going through. Oh, no, you're not going to make it. God doesn't care about you. Look at, you're not healed yet. You don't have the peace yet. You don't have the income you desire yet. You don't have the job that you want yet. You don't even have the companion that you've been praying for years for. Let me tell you, that doesn't matter. God is a way maker. He's an on-time God. Just keep focused, as the scriptures say. Stay vigilant. Stay sober-minded. Just know that our victory is in Jesus. So therefore, since the battle is not ours to fight, don't give up. Don't even throw in the towel. In the heat of the battle, when things can get kind of tough, it can get rough. My God, it can get, you know what? Sometimes, it's the truth. Sister Sheila, yes, it is the truth. It's not one thing, it's two things, three things, it's one after the next. The heat gets turned up, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's what we do. We stand on the word. We focus on the promises because there's no failure in God. Amen, somebody. So don't throw in the towel in the heat of the battle. The Lord is always with us. He will never forsake us. He says, lo, I am with you always. Always means always, even until the end of the world. So continue to stand strong in the Lord and be strong in the power of His might. You might say, well, Lady B, you don't understand. I've been going through this for a long time. I've been battling this. I've been battling the sickness in my body for what? And don't seem like I'm healed yet. But listen, just declare the scriptures. Declare what the word says about that. Declare the promises of God over your life and release your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said just a few weeks ago, don't stop at the speed bump. You might have to slow down a little bit, but keep going. Keep allowing your faith to be released. Keep going to the next level. God has more for us. He will bring us out every time with the victory. If God did it before, guess what? He will do it again. Amen, somebody. And I would say to you, to us, keep on the whole armor of God. That's how we will stay equipped. Hallelujah. That's how you stay in the peace of God. See, that's something that we have to do. We have to participate in this. Yes, the victory is in Jesus, but it depends on how much do we trust Him? How much are we willing to be obedient? How much do we give Him the sacrifice of praise? Hallelujah. And our expectations, like David said, it comes from the Lord. So keep that whole armor on. Don't let anything keep you from keeping God's armor, for walking in the full armor of God. Amen. So don't you dare be afraid. Don't fear. Because you know why? God has not, He has not given us the spirit of fear. But God has given us that of love, He's given the power, and He's given us a sound mind. We know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Our victory is in Jesus. Train your thinking and your mind to know that in Jesus, I win. Mm-hmm. Train your mind. How do you do that? By refreshing your mind, renewing your mind in the Word of God. Read what He says about whatever the situation is. You can find it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. So train yourself. Train your thinking. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think that you're never going to be prosperous, that you're always going to be down, guess what? More likely you will be down. But when you think that Jesus said that I am come that you might have life, and I can have life more abundant. That means a plenty of life, life right here and now. Praise God. Therefore, our victory is in Jesus when you Train your mind to think of the goodness of God. Think on the promises of God. Quote those scriptures over your life. When we speak, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Speak truth. Speak victory. Speak what the word says about the situation. Amen. And you know, no matter how dark and how gloom your circumstances may be in our lives, see yourself coming out with the victory. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You might not be there yet. We might not have all achieved everything yet, but see ourselves coming out with the victory. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. When you're coming out, right when I receive that word, when I hear that word. See, you know what? When the word, it comes forth, the Bible says that this word, it is quick and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When you hear the word of God, it is life. Praise God. And see, the word of God doesn't go out and return to us void, but it will accomplish all that God intended for it to do. Say amen to that. Our victory is in Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God. See yourself coming out with the victory. See yourself coming out of debt. See yourself, as the scripture says, Jesus, when you're healed. Listen, Jesus, he took and he bore our infirmities and our diseases. It kind of has a twofold meaning. He took them upon himself, experiencing them ultimately on the cross, my God. And he took them away, leaving us healed. Oh, yes, healed spiritually, healed physically, healed mentally. Amen. And when he said, Father, it is finished. It is finished. Perhaps you're working on a dead-end job, and you have put in your resumes. Keep putting it in. But while you're working that so-called dead-end job, be thankful. Give God the praise in all things. Give God the praise, because guess what? He will bring you out. There is a time. Hallelujah. So do the best possible job, because, see, whatever you do, do it to the glory, to the honor, and to the praise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So believe God. You maybe work to the best of your ability. See yourself in a new position. See yourself promoted. See yourself making your desired salary. Thank God for the victory. Understand, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or north or south, but promotion comes from the Lord. Amen, somebody. Because our victory is in Jesus, as I said earlier, our peace is there. Mm-hmm. And complete, our salvation is there. This is all wrapped up in Jesus. That's key. Victory is in Jesus. Can't say it enough. That's where our victory is. We look to him. Hallelujah. The Bible said they looked unto him and they were lightened. Amen. So in Jesus, in that victory, it's our peace. It's our salvation. It's our deliverance. It's our protection. It's our way out. Jesus is the bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. He is the light at the end of the tunnel. If we could just hold on, believe God. Don't give up. Don't let go. Don't throw in the towel. Believe God. He deserves our sacrifice of praise. That's right. I said sacrifice of praise. There are times we go through things, and it's very real. Praise God. The hurt is very real. Hallelujah. And I like to say it sometimes, I see what I see, but I do know what I know. I know what the scripture says. Listen, he still deserves the sacrifice. Sometimes it is a sacrifice to praise God, to really open up, to not concentrate on the problem, but if you can ask God for the strength, that you can concentrate and see yourself coming out, see yourself delivered, see yourself set free, see yourself elevated. I know I'm preaching to somebody tonight, amen, that you will be delivered, and yet you'll be listening to the word of God, and then next thing you know, you want to speak that word. Hey, hallelujah, because that's going to elevate your faith. Glory to God. Give him the sacrifice of praise. All the glory, all the honor, it belongs to him. And then in Psalms 98, 1 and 2, says it like this. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, a new song. You see, that phrase, a new song, it means the fact that there's always a reason, a fresh reason, a new reason for us worshiping the Lord, because he keeps on doing great things for us all the time. Are you breathing? Guess what? The next breath, we got to praise him. And then there's another breath we'll take. We have reason to praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of our help, it comes from the Lord, every bit of it. Glory to God. He preserves us going in, coming out, sitting down, uprising. God is our preserver. Hallelujah. And since he's our preserver, hallelujah, we got to have the victory. So then, and the scripture goes on to say, for he have done marvelous things, great things. That's what you do. You want the victory? Start thinking on what the Lord has already done for you. Think back where you were. You don't got to think too far. Think back where you were and where you are right now. Scripture says, for he have done marvelous things. That's reason to give God praise. So his right hand and his holy arm, they have gotten him the victory. Glory to God. So if he's got the victory, we definitely have the victory, because we are whatsoever is born of God has the victory, overcomes the world. The Lord hath made his victory known and his salvation. He has made the victory known, his salvation, his righteousness. The Bible says, hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen nations, so that people will know that Jesus is Lord, that people will know that, hey, they will see that how God's hand is on your life. They will see how you're coming out with the victory. They don't understand. Just like the scripture says, he gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Can't figure it out. I see what you're going through, but guess what? But God is still able to keep you. You have your mind stayed on him. He's keeping your heart and your mind. When we apply his word, we believe his word, we stand on his word. Amen? Amen. Our victory is in Jesus. The victory is yours. And the victory is mine. When is it? Right now, right now, and right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word tonight. My God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I am excited because God is so good. This word is for every one of us. What you going to do with that word? What you going to do? The fact that the victory, you got the victory. Walk in it. Act like it. Just receive it and believe it and walk and expect great things from God. Amen. Glory to God. I got to call off here, but I do want to have prayer. Glory to God. We're continuing to pray for my son, Michael Bolden, and LaShawn and the family. We continue to pray for Malik and Mike, and we pray for Mike, and we pray for Nikki. We're praying for Emil Patton. We're praying for Minister and Pastor Lena Patton. Praying for Mr. George Perrin is in the hospital, and also Gloria. Praise God. We just believe God. Whatever God's will is, that's what we will accept. We're believing God. We're praying for, I'm going to read some of the names that are even on my separate prayer list, but we're still praying. And glory to God, my God. When he says, where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, he says, I'm in the midst to bless the needy one. I got needs. Do you have needs? Yes, yes, yes. Praying for Sister Sasha Royal and Brother Jerry Royal. Praying for Pastor Kevin and Minister Vernetta Bolden. Praise God. Praying for Pastor Ollie Bolden and yours truly. We're praying. Glory to God. We're praying for continued healing for Sister Janie Booker. Praise God. We're praying for continued healing for my sister Denise Sally. Praying for Rodney Sally and the family. I am praying tonight. We are praying. Hallelujah. For our ministers, the ministers at Petersville Baptist Church. Praying for our sister pastor, Minister Rosa Booker, praying for our youth pastor, Minister Joseph and Sister Tawana Patterson, praying, hallelujah, for Dr. Jesse Woodson Johnson, and also Deacon Lonnie Johnson, praying for Minister Ricky Bolden and Gigi, praying for Minister Cheryl Bolden. We are praying for my cousin Worthy Brown Sampson, praying for my son Curtis Bolden and Alexis. We We are praying for our families, our grandchildren. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm praying for the ministries, the various ministries at our church. Praying for the debutantes. Praying for the vessels of praise. Praying for the voices of Judah. Hallelujah. And every one of the officers, whatever the ministry is, I may not call it by name, but we're praying. They're in this prayer tonight, and I want you to release your faith. Join with me in prayer. Let's believe God. Is that all right? My God, my Lord, and my Savior, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you, God, because you are God, and you are God alone. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Father, according to the power that's working in us, we thank you for the Holy Ghost power that's working on the inside of us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit that abides on the inside of us. We praise you, Lord. We know that you that have started, you've begun a good work in us. You're able to complete it against that day. You're able to keep us, God. Hallelujah. Keep us in perfect peace. We thank you, God, because we know that our victory, it stands and remains in Jesus. We can depend on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You will put a new song in our hearts. You put a new praise in our heart. You put a refresh anointing on everyone that's on this line tonight. Every name I called, every name I didn't call. Glory to God that the people will receive, that reach out by faith and receive all that you have for us, God. You have got great things. We know this is your doing, and it's marvelous in our sight. Hallelujah. It's not by chance that we heard your word, that we heard truth tonight. We thank you. We know where to put our faith. We know where to put our hope of him. God, hallelujah. Yes, we're going through, but God, we know that we're not going through by ourselves, God. God, we've been through some troubled times, some things we've been through the fire, been through the flood, but God, you are able to bring us out with the victory. Hallelujah, God, so that we don't look like what we've been through, that we can hold our head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah to your will. Hallelujah in your word, God. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We praise you. All the names that are called tonight, God, you know what the need is. You know, God, what the circumstances are. We thank you. We release our faith. We believe you that you will fix it, God. You will intervene, God. Give them the victory. Bring them out with your strong arm, God. Thank you, God. We thank you for the angels that you have assigned to each one of us that keeps us in all our ways, God. Hallelujah. Even when our ways are not always pleasing to you. But God, your grace is sufficient. God, your mercy is brand new for us every day. When we woke this morning, we had brand new mercies waiting for us. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Even when we lie down tonight, when we lay down, God, let us lay down in peace, lay down in confidence, lay down in joy. We lay down, God, in peace to hallelujah, victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing the Holy Spirit to draw us into your army, into your army. That's right, God, because we know the battle's not ours, but we will fight the good fight of faith. We will not be defeated. We know that we win. We win because Jesus is in our lives, and we're in him. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you always provide for us. And God, we thank you. All of our needs are met by your riches and glory. Christ Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We stand on your promises. God, give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. God, everybody that's connected with us, that's connected on this line, to the people that are on this line, even family members, we call it forth, that they'll be saved, that they will hold on to you, Jesus. They will walk in the peace of God. They can walk in the salvation, complete deliverance. They walk in protection. God, we ask that you cover us with your blood. Cover our children, our homes, our families, our church family, God, our churches, God, not only our church, but just the body of Christ at large, God. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word, that we will live by your word, that you will give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, for we shall be filled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we come against every work of every satanic force. We come against the work of darkness. We come against the rulers of this world and the darkness. But Father, we stand in faith. We stand in believing you, Father, that no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. So God, we step into in line with your word. We step into that victory. We walk in that victory. God, that we can even when we're hurting on the inside, God, but God, there's a ringing of the Holy Spirit on the inside. We're hurting on the outside sometimes, but God, we're still smiling, God. We believe you, God. We're standing in victory. We're standing in faith. We believe you for our children, that you keep them covered under the blood, even in the school, even on the bus. Hallelujah. In our workplaces, God, we trust you, God. When we get in our cars, in our vehicles, we arrive at our destination safe, God. We pray that your blood of Jesus, your covering over your people, Father. We bless you tonight, God. We give you the sacrifice of praise. God, you're worthy. You're worthy of it. Hallelujah. We can't praise you enough. But God, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're yet to do. And God, encourage everyone on this line. Encourage your people tonight. I believe they are encouraged, and God, for that, we say thank you. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you, God, that you loved us so much. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. At all times, Father, your word continues to be in our mouth. And God, with these blessings, in the name of Jesus and praise, God, we give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody on this line, give God the praise. Give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him the sacrifice of praise. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. We bless you, Lord, at all times. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory, God. Hallelujah. We walk in victory. Hallelujah. We lay down in victory. We rise up in victory because we rise in our faces in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Yes, he's the same yesterday, Lord, today, and forever. Jesus praise is our victory. Amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being on the line tonight. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that you are uplifted, enlightened. Guess what? You can make it. We can go. We can go forth. And thank God. Yes. The Lord bless us to see tomorrow. Rise up in that victory. Refocus your mind and set your mind. Think. Now, see yourself set free. See yourself in whatever position that you desire to be. See yourself elevated in Jesus. Amen. So glory to God. I love you all tonight. Thank you for taking time to be on this Dream Team prayer line. Please pray for this line. Pray that God will bless. Pray that God will send more people. And guess how he's going to send it? Through you. Through one of each one of you. That you invite someone to come. Invite someone to hear the word of God. Just like you. So that's how this line is going to grow. We want to be on with folks to be on the line that they can be blessed. We can unite our faith together. Continue to know Jesus and his goodness and his mercy. Will you do that? Yes. Amen. Pray for Pastor and I. Hallelujah. I know this is a busy time of year, but Jesus is the reason for the season. So God bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And with that, I am going to say good night, and may God bless you real good.
God
good night. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus.